This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 12:03 on the 11th of March 2019. My name is Rich Bradbury. Thank you very much, Keith, for the news. I'm joined in the studio today by
Audrey Raj
and Christine Wong.
It is, of course, Enterprise BizBytes. We'll be with you all the way through until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, it's very easy. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Interesting question today. Some of us still have our brain in work mode when we get home, which could affect our personal time negatively. There's a suggestion that we should establish a third space, a kind of buffer between the two. Our question for today, do you have a third space? Where is it? And is it effective? When Chris first brought this story this morning, I went, that's not new. We call it the pub. Interestingly enough, they're the tweets that we've had this morning.
Yeah.
Both from musicians, I might add, the first couple of tweets. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about that. What is your third space? Do you even have one? Then we'll be moving on to second screening and how to do it right. What is second screening, Gords?
It's when you maybe watch TV, but you're also looking at your laptop or your tablet or your phone at the same time.
You're trying to multitask on two screens.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be saying, why are my happy employees quitting? Mm-hmm. Why are they leaving? Wrapping up with a story about you're probably making one of these seven mistakes in your everyday speech. That's all coming up throughout the show. As I said, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Take it away, Chris.
All right. So basically what this third space concept is, it was invented essentially by a peak performance researcher called Adam Fraser. And he talked about it in his TED Talk. And the idea is that, well, it doesn't have to be a physical area, but it's just supposed to be a bridge between your work life and your personal life. So it's just a space where you could think about how will I show up when I walk through that door, whichever door that may be it your work, your office door, your house door or whatnot. Right. And how you show up determines what kind of time you're going to have, you know, so how you transition determines, you know, the sort of mindset and productivity and feeling and such that you're going, your experience that you're going to have at that place. So he kind of has these like tips to kind of find your third space. So I'll kind of go through them. The first tip is to identify your different modes. So everyone's modes are going to be singular and specific to you. So as a student, you might go from school to home. As a young adult, you might go from work to an apartment with your roommates. Or, you know, as a working adult, maybe it's a job to kind of take care of your family or your children. And so you have to distinguish what are those modes that you're operating in and the kind of optimum time to break up your day with a third space. Like, I think for the purposes of today, I'll be speaking mainly about kind of going to and from the office, because that's the one I think most people can relate to first. But that's the idea, right? Like, even if you're not doing the traditional work-life thing, you have to have time for yourself. So for example, if you don't have a commute, you can still put this idea into practice. So like, if you work from home, then you can like walk around the block every morning and every evening to signal the kind of start and end to your day. The second thing is to create a game plan. So once you identify the time for your third space, think about how you can best use it. So if you're driving home, for example, put on a podcast or an audiobook, something that can allow you to ease into this like relaxation mode. Or if you go to the gym, maybe find some upbeat music that can either get you really pumped up for your day to come or can relax you into like your home space, I suppose. Number three is to pick a ritual. So whatever thing that you do choose as your third space, be consistent and stick to it. And it doesn't have to be going to a place or doing, you know, something really big. It can even just be like light a candle or and take a moment to wind down. Or it's just writing down something that happened during the day. Like, it's just a moment of like, this is how I transition from one part of my life to the other. The fourth tip is like, you know, if you can do go to a specific location, if it's possible for you to do that. But it doesn't even have to be like outside of your house or your office. So you could, for example, just do some yoga poses in your living room. That counts as a third space. Mm. Or you could take your dog for a walk. That counts as a third space. If you don't have a dog, just go take a walk by yourself also. That would work too. The next one is to ask yourself a question. So you can also use a third space to reflect on what happened during the day. So even as something as simple as like, what's the high point of my day, or what can I try to improve on tomorrow? Just a moment to center yourself and be conscious of what you've been doing. And the last thing is to stick with it, but pivot if necessary. So committing to a third space can structure your unstructured time. So try to stick with your new routine for at least a week and assess any benefits or downsides. But if you realize that something isn't quite working for you, you're allowed to pivot for sure. But you have to then find something that does work.
Right. Odds.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I just realized, because this morning when we looked at the story, I was thinking, no, I really don't have a third space. And I would like to have a third space, you know, somewhere to just kind of recover from work and prepare myself for home, you know, or vice versa. But then again, I just realized that I do have a third space. It's that time where I park my car in the parking garage and, you know, just sit there for 5 minutes before I head upstairs.
It's funny you say that. Over on Instagram, Meowpit has said, sitting silently in the car for a few minutes before going into the house is very therapeutic.
Yes. Yeah. It's that little bit of silence, you know, I have before I head upstairs to the screaming baby. You know, I love her, but yeah, she gets very excited.
It's that moment
she
of...
She does.
Just a few deep breaths, you know. Yeah, I mean... I don't really have a third space per se anymore. You know, I suppose it's the taxi ride home where I have my, you know, 15 minutes, I guess, depending on how traffic is, where I'm kind of scrolling through, not my social media, but my news feeds, unrelated to work news feeds, where my brain is kind of...
Because when you're commuting to work, you're looking at your work-related newsfeed, right?
Correct. On the way back, I'm like, now I can check the things, you know, that I'm doing for fun.
Right, yeah.
So I suppose that is my third space. Previously, though, I definitely did have a third space because it was a place that was, it's a cafe stroke bar kind of thing that was on the way home.
Right.
So, you know, I'd go from work, I'd call there an hour or two, sometimes longer before I got home. And it genuinely makes a difference.
For me, I think the closest thing that I can think of to my third space, because when we were talking about it off air earlier, I was like, I don't think I have one and I kind of would like to have one. But now that I start to think about it, it might be just like putting on my makeup and taking off my makeup at the beginning and end of every day. Because like I do, and I've talked about it before on BizBuzz, but I do spend like a selected amount of time to just kind of not think about anything. And then I can just focus on like, what colors do I put on my face today? And then at the end of it, it's like, okay, I can take the face off and just go back into, like, you know, being at home and relaxing.
I was just thinking, Rich, you just answered the question that that I had as a child, you know. What are all those people doing in Cheers? Remember Cheers, the sitcom? Like, they're there every day. What are they doing? They're getting their third space.
They're getting their third space, indeed.
Yeah, I know what Cheers is.
Ladies and gents, if you want to get in touch regarding this story, tell us what your third space is. You know, if you have one, have you thought about this? Is it a physical place? Is it a non-physical place? Like Chris says, it could be just be taking off your makeup. It could be doing something like that, a bit of yoga. Or like Orge, you could be sat in your car outside the apartment for just a few minutes as you gather your thoughts before you go into chaos. Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Interesting discussion. When we get back, story number two, it's all about second screening and how to do it, right? That's all coming up in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, we've got some music coming up from the Foo Fighters. It is This Is a Call here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.